then after you do that, then you can select the plan based on your profile of income, number of people in household, zip code, and so on. And the website stops working, and there's no movement whatsoever.
At the same time, fewer than 20% of the enrollment counselors and the insurance agents who have started the state's training process have been authorized to handle applications. Ruffin sums up the feelings of those on the front lines.
Extremely frustrating. Most of us have very sincere desires to get people enrolled. And I think it's the fact is the state of California is the home of the tech industry, and that we cannot get this website to function from day one. And this is separate from healthcare.gov. And the answers I got last week at the Association of Health Underwriters meeting last week was just use paper and pencil applications, or get on the phone and call the 800 number to enroll people. And by the way, that paper application is 36 pages long. And it was extremely poorly thought out, designed, and it's a shame that California can't be like the state of Kentucky that seems to have no problem and have already enrolled 300,000 people.
Covered California will not issue any numbers on how many people have been enrolled until sometime next month. We will have the latest for you on the Affordable Care Act right here on KNX 1070 News Radio. Our Healthcare Uncovered reports air every weekday afternoon.